Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing podcast. Kirk and I are going to be doing a mini series about the 7 dynamic digital prospecting techniques that we use in Top Advisor Marketing. So, Kirk, this came from your brain, which, of course, is always a wonderful place to have anything start from. And we were just reviewing some of this stuff as we were preparing for the podcast. And these are really amazing. And we chose the word dynamic because there's something that we personally do. So we know that these get results. Where did this come from? Let's give a little bit of a brief history on how you decided to write this, what's soon to be a couple of blog posts and potentially a white paper.
Yeah, actually, this came about because a colleague of mine in Toronto, who works with a lot of financial advisors, particularly in the U.S., like us, she said, "You're doing really well on LinkedIn. I see how engaging, you know, how many followers you have, and how do I get there?" Mm. So I said, she said, "Can we set up a call?" And I always like helping friends.
Sure.
So I made a list for her. And she's one of those people, she sent me the list back just to confirm. And I said, I should just share this with everybody because this is what I've been doing and what you've been doing and what we've been doing to build our lists over the years. And then once you get to a certain place, the momentum kind of carries you. And we'll get into that, which would be the 7th point, which we don't have here, but I'll write it down. So we've got 6 points for this tactic. And the tactic obviously is a dynamic digital prospecting tactic. So do you want to get started with tactic number 1, my friend?
Well, yes, absolutely. And tactic number 1 is boost your LinkedIn connections. Every one of these tactics, we're going to tell you that you need to set a goal. Now, these are the goals that we're going to recommend for you. But the reason why we're recommending these goals is because these are the goals that we institute and we have been implementing as a firm. I also want to just pass on that because of these tactics that we use, Kirk and I have successfully doubled the size of Top Advisor Marketing in the last 6 months. And so we know this works. This stuff's freaking awesome. So your goal here with your LinkedIn connections is to connect with 100 to 250 new ideal prospects each month by using a posting frequency of twice a week. And we know that momentum is awesome. All right, Kirk, let's start breaking tactic number 1 down.
So each month, you want to start a LinkedIn conversation and tag 5 centers of influence you want to engage in dialogue with. So the first thing you're going to need to do is you're going to need to make a list of centers of influence. So maybe that's 25, 50 people, whatever, you know, if you can't get there right away, then don't worry about it. You'll find more, but make a list of the people who work with people that you would want to work with. And then when you tag them, make sure you're not tagging them too much because you don't want to overdo that. So make a note of when you've tagged them so you don't overtag them. Okay. So again, you want to start LinkedIn conversations. So you want to think of a story or a topic or a question or something that's going on in the industry that they care about, that you care about, or that most importantly, that your clients, your ideal audience cares about, and just write a couple of paragraphs about it. You don't need any pictures. In fact, LinkedIn loves it when you don't throw in pictures, believe it or not. They love text right now anyway. And get people engaged in a thoughtful expression of something going on that you, and maybe you leave them with a question or a statement, or you look for facts, or you look and look, ask for thoughts, ask for a discussion to start, and tag the people you want to be part of that discussion. And that can do some great things. People appreciate that because when you tag them, people in your audience are seeing them. You've just helped them a lot. Mm-hmm. And if you know anything about social networking, like in life, and regular networking, if you do something nice for somebody first, they're likely to do the same thing back.
Yep. Step number 2, connect with at least 20 people a day, but no more than 100 people a week. Use personal invite messages when possible. Now, this is really, really, really important. Some of you might be saying, oh my God, I couldn't do that. That's too many people. This is a bogey. This is what you're shooting for. But just like the centers of influence that Kirk just talked about, you have to make sure you know who your ideal client is. If you do not have an ideal target client, a niche, whatever you want to call it, this is not going to work as well for you. And in fact, we've got some great information, previous podcasts and also some papers that we've written talking about creating a niche and how you figure that out. So you might want to take a moment to read those before you execute really any of this, because that is one of the powers of this dynamic digital prospecting tactic system that we're talking about, is you really have to know who you're fishing for. But if you do this, out of those 20 people, in my experience, about 15 of them are going to accept your request, especially with a personal invite. Now, that personal invite isn't something that you just cut and paste. That personal invite is something actually personal. Go on their LinkedIn profile, take a look at them, find a point of commonality, find something that can begin a conversation like, you know, Kirk, I know you are a huge hockey fan. I would love to talk to you about who your favorite team is. Now, that might sound a little bit weird, but Kirk is a huge hockey fan, and that would probably get his attention, because if I went through his LinkedIn profile and I noticed that he's a big hockey fan, that would be a great point of connection.
Makes sense. So number three is to post something you wrote at least twice a week. So in other words, you do not want to use other people's stuff. You want to post your own stuff. If you're posting your own stuff, it shows that you're smart, you have your own ideas and thoughts, and people love that. And they'll know that you're the expert that you claim to be. So there's a lot of, I call it brand proof, when you post your own stuff. Mm-hmm. And it allows you to have some personality and show your view of something instead of always sharing somebody else's. So you want to post something that you write at least twice a week. More text, less imagery. It doesn't always have to be about pictures. Pictures take up lots of space, and there's lots of pictures going on these days. So sometimes not having a picture can actually get people's attention these days. I know that sounds contrarian, but trust us, there's opportunities just to do text and sometimes to use images. Just mix it up.
Well, with that, I'm sorry, I was processing what you were saying there. With that, that's what, so we have a saying within the firm. It's called pleasing the algorithm. And so our team who does social media for financial advisors, what we always try to do is to find ways to please the algorithm. Pleasing the algorithm just means making sure we're posting things that they want other people to see. And if your audience reads most of your stuff on a digital device like a smartphone or an iPad, text is way better. It doesn't have the load time. There aren't always, you know, there are programs that block images. So that long form text, when we made that switch on my LinkedIn profile, I was getting about 200, maybe 300 views per post. And I'm averaging about 800 now with the what we refer to as a longer form text-based post. So number four. Yeah, so, oh, sorry. Go
just
ahead.
Before
go ahead.
That, some of the things that you could post, just to give you an idea, would be, you know, a white paper that you've written, a blog post, share your podcast that you've been doing. It could be a webinar that you have coming up, or a webinar replay, which is even better. A book that you wrote, an infographic, or things like that, or a quote meme that's important to you, or some. So those are the types of content. You'd want those to be all yours if possible, versus other people's. So you'd have to have your own quotes.
All right. So let's see. Number four. So we've gone through. So these are boost your connections on LinkedIn. This is the first tactic of the seven dynamic digital prospecting tactics. Number four is follow up with new connections with personal messages just sent via LinkedIn. Try to engage them, just like the hockey thing I was talking about before. But we also want to trigger stuff. Now, we firmly believe in something called a nurture sequence. And our goal from Top Advisor Marketing is for you to land on our website and potentially download something that either Kirk or the team or I have written. When you download something, then we capture your email address. When we capture your email address, that triggers you into our nurture sequence, which is not annoying. Now, I want to say that if you have a nurture sequence, this whole I'm going to email you 18 times the first day crap that a lot of people are doing, we don't do that. We try to drip little things out, you know, weekly. Please don't email somebody every single solitary day. I unsubscribe to that immediately. Most people do. So what you want to do is get that nurture sequence, get somebody to take your call to action, to take that hook like they're a fish and really hook them and get them to start really engaging in your content. That way, you are going to be passively building a relationship with that person, just like we do here at Top Advisor Marketing, and it works incredibly well.
So number five, when you start posting, you've got a bit of a history or a track record of doing this, you want to watch for for content that you post that seems to spike in viewership or shares or likes. Look for stuff that people really buy into, especially your ideal audience. And so you're looking for what I would call outlier posts or viral posts. And what you want to look for is, are there opportunities for me to post more like that? Or is something so popular that you can turn it into content that you can use to engage them, you know, down the road? So could you turn a topic into a white paper? Or could you start a webinar on it? So look for opportunities on content or topics or subjects or even the way you present them that allow you to build off of those from a marketing perspective. And that's point number five.
Now, number six might sound a little bit ridiculous, but I love this one. Before we started really implementing this as a company, I was implementing this personally, and I've actually taught this for years. But while you're sitting down over coffee, open up your LinkedIn, and you're going to get notified of everybody who's having a birthday, a job switch, or anything along those lines. Take a moment and wish people a happy birthday, but it's not just the contrite happy birthday. You have to take it one step farther, and people notice this. If somebody responds to your happy birthday and says thanks, which, by the way, is an auto one-click thing that you can do on LinkedIn, take the time to say the next step, which would be, I hope you have a wonderful day. They will notice that that is not a canned response on LinkedIn, and they will notice that you're paying attention and it shows that you care. We have closed tens of thousands of dollars worth of business, and I have over the last probably 5 or 6 years by just wishing people happy birthday, because they want to then know what's going on. Wow, this guy is really, you know, he's really paying attention to what's going on LinkedIn. Let me see what he's been posting. And then that's where all of the other stuff that we just talked about, these other five steps, really come into play. Happy birthday is like a ripple effect, and it's a wonderful thing. And guess what? Everybody likes to be wished happy birthday. What else you got, Kirk? Yeah, anything else?
I want everybody to remember that when you implement these, these aren't the only way that you're going to grow, you're going to boost your LinkedIn connections. Mm-hmm. Because when you follow these six steps, you're going to create a lot of momentum and you're going to start attracting more. And as you attract more, that it's like the world just keeps sending you more. Like, I get more requests from people to connect with them. I don't connect with the people who aren't ideal or who don't know ideals, and you shouldn't feel bad about that. But you'll get more people asking you. So it's not just about you only asking. Eventually, you're going to have more people, lots of people asking you. And I get more connections that way than I do, but when I ask. Mm-hmm. But that takes time to get to there, and don't fret, but you've got to be consistent. You can't turn this thing on and off. You have to keep on going. Right?
Absolutely. So this is tactic number one of the seven dynamic digital tactics that we're going to be talking about. We've got six more to go. And these were the six steps to boost your LinkedIn connection tactic. Now, remember, it all starts with a goal. You have to come up with what numbers you think are appropriate for your niche target market to be able to connect with those many new ideal prospect each month and make sure that you're posting twice a week. Now, for everybody at Top Advisor Marketing and Kirk Lowe, this is Matt Halloran. If you have not subscribed, which I cannot believe you haven't yet, but if you haven't subscribed to our podcast yet, make sure that you take a moment to hit the subscribe now button below. That way, every time we come out with a new podcast, it will show up directly on your listening device. And if this stuff interests you, make sure you go to our website at topadvisormarketing.com and go ahead and check out all of the different sorts of free papers that we have that outline a lot of what we talked about today. Thank you very much, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.